And they will download that list from the memory file whenever necessary. Of course, the male's the same way. Anytime you go against the male's value system, they have a list, and they download that list. So it's not just limited to the female. It's human beings. Which leads me to the realization that anytime somebody challenges our values, and we don't see the benefit of it, and we don't see how it serves us, we keep it as a memory bank and baggage. And we carry that from one relationship to the next. And every time we carry baggage and we don't see the benefits to the things that challenge us or the drawbacks to the things that support us, and we don't balance our perspectives, we carry baggage, and then we project all that baggage onto our next relationship. Now let's go one step further. This will be fun here. Remember I said that your voids determine your values or things that are important in your life? But what is really, where do they come from? Where do you get these values? Let's look. If I'm walking down the street and I'm walking in my life and all of a sudden I feel that I'm missing something in my life. I'm missing a relationship, or I'm missing money, or I don't have enough money, or I don't have a job that's satisfying, or I don't have friends that I want, or I don't feel like I have the fulfillment of traveling. I want to go places. Whatever I think is missing is what determines my value system. So it's the voids in your life that determine the values. Your voids determine your values. The things you think are missing or empty is what determines what you want to go and fill. The very word satiation or fulfillment comes from filling full that which is perceived as empty or relatively empty. Therefore, you have things that are very fulfilling, things that are less fulfilling, according to what's less empty or more empty in your life. So that means if you think you don't have money, you seek money. If you don't have relationship, you're looking for relationships. Whatever you think is most missing is most important. Now, what if I told you now that nothing is missing? Now, I use this analogy here. If you go to the bank and you ask for a loan and you want a $100,000 loan, what's the first thing the bank wants to know from you? It wants $100,000 worth of collateral, doesn't it? Now, if you don't have it, are you going to get that $100,000? Now, that $100,000 collateral can come in many forms, can't it? It could be an idea that you sell to them as an investment banker. Could be stock. Could be cash. Could be collateral in the form of equipment. But whatever is equal to that $100,000, if you can show that you got it, they'll lend you the $100,000. What I'm leading to is the second you realize you have what you're looking for, the universe gives it to you. The second you realize you have what you're looking for, the universe provides it. The second you think it's missing, you're in pursuit of it. And when you're in pursuit of it, it evades you. If you are desperate and you've got to have a relationship and you go to a club to try to find somebody to have a relationship with, you're like a target that says, "Watch out, I'm desperate." How many know what I'm talking about there? How many have met a desperate man or woman and you just go, "No way, I ain't touching that"? They're called the Klingons. Would you agree that when a person feels they own it and they have it and they're not missing it, it's easier to transform? Once you realize you already got it, it's easy to get it. If you realize you already have $100,000 worth of something, it's easy to go to the bank and get $100,000. If you realize that everything you're looking for is already there, it's just in a form you weren't recognizing, and you finally wake up to what form it's in, now you can manifest it into the new form. If you are looking for a soulmate or a mate or the mate you got, you're hoping that they're going to finally get more of this side than this side, some more admirations than things you despise, more things you like than dislike, more things that are kind and cruel, or more considerate than inconsiderate, you will be searching for the rest of your life until you no longer search. A true soulmate is a perfect balance of all the traits. And most likely, if you look carefully enough, the one you got's probably got it. Now, this lady was looking for a soulmate that had one side. Once I had her have a reality check about the reality about a relationship, she realized, "Oh my God, I guess you're right." I said, "What would happen if he was only this one side?" She never stopped to really reflect on it. She just assumed and fantasized about it, never stopping thinking, "What would be the drawbacks if he was that way?" Well, if he was very fortunate, well, she might not have to work. Well, then she doesn't work, she has no independence. And then she may be ruled by him. How many of you understand that one? Well, I didn't think about that. Because I know a gentleman in Palm Beach, he has $14 billion. His wife is a supermodel that's no longer working. And then he went off with some other woman because she didn't have a life of her own. Maybe you got what I'm saying.